USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says recent storms took a big chunk out of the state of Iowa.
Winds from 80 to 110 miles per hour have carved a path of destruction through over half of Iowa's really great counties.
The president noted he has authorized federal aid to Iowa, and FEMA is on the ground in Iowa as well. On the first night of the Democratic National Convention, which saw former First Lady Michelle Obama deliver a speech, ABC drawing 2.1 million viewers, NBC drawing 1.9 million viewers, and CBS pulling in 1.7 million viewers. That total number of 5.8 million viewers across all three is about half of the total viewership from the convention in 2016. All of the convention speeches on Monday night were pre-recorded. You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think just taking the balance of nature, I really feel like I just plain old-fashioned feel better. And it's really a noticeable thing. So that to me is significant. It really is.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Postmaster General Louis DeJoy says the Postal Service is suspending operational changes like removing mail processing equipment and collection boxes until after the November election, as the agency tries to reassure Americans they can handle the anticipated surge in mail-in voting. President Trump on the subject also says,
"You fix it, they say, oh, he's tampering with the election. No, we're not tampering. First of all, absentee ballots, like in Florida, those are great things. You send for it, you ask for it, they send it to you, you send it back with your vote. Those are great things."
USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has an update on the fires in Southern California.
Fire crews in Southern California reporting some progress now on the destructive lake fire that's still burning 2 hours north of Los Angeles. It has scorched over 30 square miles and has destroyed a dozen homes and more than 20 outbuildings, but they say they're finally starting to get a handle on it.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The prosecutor in charge of Portland condemned the brutal violence that took place on August 16th and vowed to punish those responsible. According to witnesses, Black Lives Matter activists punched and kicked multiple people near a rally. Witnesses say the night of chaos began when the BLM protesters grew upset with the man filming them in the vicinity of the Justice Center, a county building. They forced him to leave and soon assaulted him. The man has since died. Drew Hernandez witnessed the attack.
They chased him for like, I think maybe 2-3 blocks up the street until he finally crashed into a tree. When they finally caught up to him, they went nuts. This was violent, extremely violent. You know, sometimes I forget that I'm walking the streets of an American city in the Northwest. Sometimes it feels like you're walking in a third world country.
A significant portion of the speakers featured during the first hour of the opening night of the 2020 Democratic National Convention focused on the topic of racism in the United States. According to the convention's host, actress Eva Longoria, ongoing systematic racial injustice would be one of the main three topics during the first day of the convention. One of the first major speakers, Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, spoke in front of the Black Lives Matter Plaza at the center of the nation's capital. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.